This map was created by Frederick de Witt in 1668 and is titled Nova Totius Terrarum Orbis Tabula Ex Ophiuri, the map of the world.
I love this map. Frederick de Witt combines both map elements, the two planispheres that we see, the western and eastern hemispheres, together with wonderful illustrations in each one of the corners. Some have said that the four illustrations are meant to symbolize the classic four elements that were thought once upon a time to make up the world: air, earth, fire, and water. Four. The unhappy thing about this map is that when it was colored, it had a brilliant green once upon a time for Asia and for the very, very tip of the northern part of the Western Hemisphere. That green was accomplished by using a compound called verdigris. And verdigris, unfortunately, does not have a very long life. It turns brown and even black over time. And that process is happening even as we watch this wonderful map. The continent's not going to go away for quite a while, but it's a shame that that compound has had this long-term effect.